Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 10, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4BIO 341. Dear son Willie, I have been in great perplexity what to do. I cannot say anything more to you in reference to our work here. There is need enough of help, but the situation of things in Melbourne has been opened to me, and I have no more to say. If you have any words to write in regard to this large package that has come to me for temperance book, do speak. I have not strength to go through it and read it and pass judgment upon it. I have letters I must respond to, which I would be pleased to bring before you. The last chapter of the book will be completed and will go to artist in next mail. If you would tell us when we may expect to see you, then we could know better how to act. I shall, I think, advise Marion to send at once all the matter in this next mail. It has been raining since last Friday, soft, gentle rain. This forbids my going to Sydney, for it would not be advisable. I have no one to consult about various matters. If you do not come before the mail goes, will you think best for me to send you any of the communications from Battle Creek? I have not sent anything, supposing you would be at home. There are some things in regard to medical missionary work that I purpose to take with me to Sydney. There is a large package of matter I do not consider would be of any use to send, giving a recital of what is being done in the office, through every department. It does not seem essential for you to have this. Let us know what you propose to do. There is nothing new from Sydney, no land as yet selected for meeting house, although the matter is a live subject. What can you say encouraging in regard to Brother Sharp? The businessmen are watching to see this test case, how the man will live, cut off from his source of income. I want you to consider, is it best to advise he be connected with Health Home as a bookkeeper and as a business agent to deal in the health foods? He has been in this kind of business, and his employer has kept him 14 years on a salary of £3.10 per week. Now, if he should come into Health Home as bookkeeper and take upon him the responsibilities as business agent at less wages, would it not be advisable to employ him? This man is a good musician. He could be, I believe, the right man in the right place. Brother Crothers will be so slow, and his appearance would not recommend any health institution. Our interest here demands men who have business knowledge. Sharp could come in, for he understands all the business firms. Some time ago, he was drawn into a flattering representation to invest means, and he lost all. I would be pleased to see him established in some situation very soon, for there are others who are deeply interested in the truth and about deciding, and if Sharp is left stranded without a situation, it will be used as an obstacle to those who are now deciding. Brother Sharp has taken his position firmly after hesitating 2 years. What shall we do with him? His employer says he has been the most faithful man in all his work that he has had in his firm. But he wants to show in this case what any others who embrace the seventh-day Sabbath may have reason to expect. Shall Satan triumph, or shall we make a place for this man Sharp? There is another family. The man is a superintendent of the Sunday school. He understands Greek and is an intelligent man. He has a business that does not interfere with the Sabbath, as he has that day to himself to keep his carriages in repair. He is receiving point after point of truth, and is now, I believe, convinced upon all points of truth. He has been studying and mastering these things by himself. He finally invited Brother Starr and his wife to breakfast with them. They learned he is a strictly temperance man. He uses neither liquor nor tobacco. He uses neither tea, coffee, nor meat, and this is in his favor. This man will have his wife with him, for she is just as diligent in searching the Scriptures as himself. We want everything done that can be done to prepare the way for these souls that are trembling in the balance. This storm coming in, I know not whether it is favorable or unfavorable. I learn Sister Haskell goes her rounds giving Bible readings all the more zealously, rain or shine. Your family are usually well. May says tell you she will do her best with Mrs. Walker, if she must come. Mother,